This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Israel this evening as he and other world leaders try to prevent Israel's war with Hamas from becoming a bigger regional conflict, the AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president's trip comes as Israel and Hamas continue attacking each other.
It's a dynamic area and in many ways a combat zone.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells NBC's Today show the president knows that, but wants to hear from the Israelis firsthand about their plans, with the humanitarian situation in the cut-off Gaza Strip growing more dire.
He's looking forward very much to getting more of a fingertip feel of how things are going.
The president will also meet with Jordanian, Egyptian, and Palestinian leaders who are warning the current war threatens stability across the Middle East. Sagar Magani, Washington.
2 weeks after a conservative Republican congressman in the U.S. House of Representatives led a vote to oust former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, House members are convening to elect his successor. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more.
The U.S. Congress remains unable to function until a new leader is appointed. Conservative lawmaker Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, will seek election during a full floor vote Tuesday afternoon, but can only lose 4 Republican votes and still become Speaker of the House. All 212 House Democrats are expected to vote for their leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Jordan's path to the speakership, the second in the presidential line of succession, was unclear early Tuesday, as many moderate Republicans were still objecting to his candidacy. House Democrats have proposed a power-sharing agreement to get to the 217 votes needed to elect a speaker. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
And you can follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly Twitter. This is VOA News. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Tuesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin held a telephone marathon with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas amid the latest Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Peskov told reporters the situation in the Middle East develops quickly and tensions remain.
Putin провел такой телефонный марафон.
He also said Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping would discuss the ongoing conflict during their scheduled talks. Peskov emphasized the need to understand the stances of the parties involved in the war. He said a peace initiative needs to be worked out. It needs to be discussed with everyone. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in the Chinese capital on Tuesday. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Police in Belgium have killed a man suspected of being an extremist who opened fire on soccer fans in Brussels on Monday. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Belgian officials say a man sought in a Brussels shooting that killed 2 Swedish soccer fans and severely wounded another was shot dead by police as they tried to arrest him in a neighborhood not far from Monday's incident. The gun he used has been recovered. Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo said he's extended condolences to the family through Sweden's Prime Minister.
3 people left for what was supposed to be a wonderful soccer party. 2 of them lost their lives in a brutal terrorist attack.
Federal officials say the man is a 45-year-old Tunisian who was due for a hearing after he threatened a person in an asylum center. He posted a video laying claim to killing 3 Swedish people and said the Quran is a red line for which he was ready to sacrifice himself. The Belgian-Sweden soccer match was suspended at halftime Monday, and fans kept inside the national stadium broke into song, singing all together in support of Swedish citizens. Caroline Locks spoke with reporters when they were released hours later.
I think everyone was quite scared.
I'm Jennifer King.
Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan on Tuesday said Armenia was ready to sign a peace deal with Azerbaijan by the end of the year and would guarantee the safety of all Azerbaijani citizens on its territory. That's what Russia's TASS news agency reported. Azerbaijan last month mounted a lightning offensive to seize control of the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh, which has been governed by ethnic Armenians with Armenia's support for 3 decades. Most of Karabakh's 120,000 or so ethnic Armenians fled to Armenia. And India's top court declines to legalize same-sex marriages, but said the country had a duty to acknowledge LGBTQ relationships and to protect them from discrimination. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.